Hello, I'm Isawellen, and this is Isawellen Writes Stories for Adults. Today is June 21st, Monday, and I have a special audio today from you from In My Hands Audio Erotica, my friend Ben. I wrote something on Twitter that was kind of inspired by his wolf side called Into the Woods. It was actually originally in a woman's point of view, and he said he would read it, so I rewrote it so that it would sound better coming from a man's point of view, and he recorded it for me. He's so kind. And then after that, I went ahead and recorded the female point of view. So coming up is Ben's version of Into the Woods, followed by my version of Into the Woods. I hope you enjoy. This is a tiny bit naughty, not super naughty audio. It is a little bit not safe for work, but it's more on the sensual side, the sensually erotic than the actual erotic side. I hope you enjoy it. Like, comment, share, donate. There should be in the comments ways that you can do all of that, as well as go and visit Ben. He has a new website, and you can visit my new website as well. Thank you, guys. I hope you enjoy this. If you did like it, you might want to leave a comment for me, because I could always write the next part.
The woods were dark and full of shadows. This was his favorite part of the path, where one world ended and another world began. The branches of the trees were closely interwoven above and around the narrow walk, blocking out the sun. The air here is warm, drenched in an embracing promise. He had a soft place to stretch out and relax in the heat, until he heard a light step of a woman on the path. She was careful, as if she picked her way among scattered stars of flowers, not wanting to crush a single petal. In silence he watched her, a basket in her hand, taking the shortcut through the woods, but in no hurry to reach her destination. She must know the dangers. This part of the wood held a reputation for dark, lurking things. Her dress flashed bright in the dim, flags of translucent, tempting white. Her blouse, low and square across her chest, revealed the exposed base of her throat, the gentle lines of her clavicles, and sloping curves of her breasts. Sensitive skin, kissed with the humid air. As yet, untouched, unmarked. She moved free and sensuous, unbound by all restraints. His dark, hungry self uncoiled and stretched, readied. Bloodened tension filled his muscles and limbs. It looked to him like she wore no undergarments, the excess trappings and bindings of a life discarded before coming into this deep, dark wood. She was an invitation to a wolf like him, a hungry monster of a male. He couldn't remember the last time he feasted on a woman or held a female soft and receptive beneath his hands, his body, and his bite. Coming out from the trees, he blocked her path, offering her his best smile of welcome. Her restless daring made his mouth water. "Hello there," he said, as if licking at the sticky drip of glowing golden honey. A tiny gasp escaped her. A burst of breath past her full lips he found it enticing. He saw the rise of her breasts beneath the thin, clinging cotton of her top, shadows shifting as she raised her arms and pulled her basket close to her chest. A defensive response, but she did not run. She didn't even look around for a way to escape. Her hands clenched and unclenched, hips beneath her skirt from side to side, as if the humid moisture of this place clung and beaded in her swelling secret places. Such delicious possibilities in discovering secrets. The idea slid down his spine like a flow of molten desire. Where are you going today, little girl? Bowed before, she straightened, and chin lifting. She was not a little girl. He was well aware. But he knew how to watch for how a woman responded to playful endearments. When she lowered her basket, he saw the outline of her peaked nipples. And her hips shifted yet again, legs rubbing. Were her inner muscles clenching? He was hunter, aware of all the signals she sent him, the ones she planned and the ones she had not. He waited for her to answer, smiling and open, letting his intention show in his eyes as he took her presence in the space. His space. Giving in to the urge, he swiped his tongue over his bottom lip, teasing her, tempting her. All she needed to do was say the words, and he could be using his tongue to lick other places, seek out other tastes and textures. Intentionally, he softened his aggression, cocked his head, rolled his shoulders and opened his arms, daring her to touch him and discover what curiosity might take her. It was a blatant invitation. They were all alone, enclosed in this velvet heat of a pine needle bed. Anything could happen. She could be who she wanted to be. He would not reject her. From virginal innocence to educated courtesan, none of that mattered if she just consented to his fingers on her skin and his hands discovering those secrets. His cock warmed, swelled, ready for her answer. Together, they were the cusp of a whisper, the answer to an intimate question, the unfolding of carnal, raw knowledge. The hum of anticipation sang in his belly with building urgency. He said, "Perhaps you are going nowhere. Perhaps you are just coming here to me." He took one step towards her. She took two steps back. His growl escaped him. Rather than send her running, his sound rippled over her skin. Her gasps turned to swallowed moans. She felt him. She liked it. The pink of her cheeks deepened down in her neck. Lower. How low? Her breaths turned to pants. Shielding her eyes from his knowledge, she tried to hide herself. But her body responded honestly when her mind confused the simple questions. He recognized those contradictions. She wanted, but her eyes were undecided. He grinned at her, let his smile split wide. As sweet as a lamb, as careful as a vixen, she did not know who she wanted to be today. But he had no doubt of his hunter, his hunger, his wolf. Predator, need flooded through his senses, full and hard. The want leashed with her continued silence. The scent of her danced, a perfume quivering with the quickened heartbeat right at the edge of his awareness. Deliberately, he covered her with a half-lidded, lambent gaze, bold with the hot of his desire to chase down that scent and capture it for his own. She watched, mesmerized, as he licked the bottom of his lip again, tasting the salty musk of curious, needy woman in the air. She wanted to pet him, and he knew it. Oh, he knew it. What price could he make her pay for this privilege?
Moisture beaded on her skin as she walked deeper into the dark, into the quiet. The cotton of her bodice clung, dampened, and her thighs rubbed together with every swollen step. Seduced by this place, she almost walked into the shadow, blocking her path. A shadow of dark fur, bright eyes, white teeth gleaming. Hello there. His greeting was long and slow. A sound like viscous, golden, dripping honey. Dangerous. She felt the hair on the back of her neck rise and her skin begin to tingle. For he was beautiful in his way. A deadly temptation. She drew the basket of food in front of herself, her muscles tightening in self-defense, hiding her response to his voice, to the way his thick pelt made her want to pet. Stroke. Rub. Where are you going today, little girl? She bristled. Did he call her little girl? When very obviously girlhood was behind her. His eyes glittered, a challenge between them. Were the words an insult? Oh, or promise? She had a rule of speaking to mannish wolves from the shadows. She knew the stories, but she was caught of a crossroads of indecision because every syrup-dripped word of his caressed a hidden need in her. His simple question, the flash of teeth, the way his eyes dipped over her from head to toe as he spoke, his long tongue licking his lips, hungry. He was blatant invitation. With the slightest shift of his body, tipping his head to the side, rolling those shoulders back, and opening his arms, he dared her to touch. Or was it all her imagination? Her heartbeat rose at the dare. They were alone in this part of the woods, enclosed in velvet heat. Her heartbeat rose at the dare. He was blatant invitation with the slightest shift of his body, tipping his head to the side, rolling his shoulders back, and opening his arms. He dared her to touch. Her heartbeat rose at the dare. Or was it all her imagination? They were alone in this part of the woods, enclosed in a velvet heat of pine needle bed. They were a whisper, a secret waiting to happen, a question waiting for an answer. His eyes burned on hers. Perhaps you are going nowhere. Perhaps you were just coming here to me. He took one step towards her. She took two steps back. He growled long and low, the ripple of it dancing over her senses, her skin rising, feeling it, feeling him. Her heartbeat rising in answer. The dew on her skin thickened, her craving escaping its restraint. slipping into the air, filling the space between them. Deliberately, he gave her an interested, growling grin. He understood everything she didn't dare say. He knew everything she didn't dare admit. She watched, mesmerized, as he licked his bottom lip again, tasting the salty musk of a curious, needy woman in the air. How she wanted to pet him, and he knew it. He knew it. What price would he make? He knew it. What price would he make her pay for the privilege?